We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hanging out with Clint Sterner, I'm Jeremy Branham. The first Houston Astro, the first member of the 2017 Houston Astros, has apologized for the Astros
more
cheating scandal. Dallas Keuchel.
Man.
Dallas Keuchel, thank you, from a former hog too. From a former hog, that's
right. I'll be damned, Dallas. What the hell? What is wrong with you, man?
Dallas Keuchel, the first. Thank you, Mr. President. We get the point. The first member of the 2017 Houston Astros has apologized for their role in Major League Baseball's cheating scandal. This from Paul Sullivan of the Chicago Tribune. Apparently, they're having some sort of media day today. For the White Sox, Keuchel apologizes for Astro sign-stealing scandal, said it was, quote, not like every game we had it going on. Kill Keuchel, remorse, and says not like every game we had it going on. So maybe a minor apology, but also a little bit of it wasn't that big a deal.
Right, yeah, I mean, I guess I can appreciate that. If that's how you interpreted it, I guess I can appreciate that. I mean, it's up to interpretation, I guess. But gosh dang it, man. I guess when you're faced with it in the media and you're
somebody tweeted me said, yeah, only the home games.
I guess when you're faced with it in the media and you're asked the question, I guess you've got to give what is more than likely going to be couched as an apology, right? An explanation in this instance is more than likely going to be couched as an apology. Golly, man.
I need to hear this from Keuchel.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it too. See if there's a chuckle. See if there's some, you know, tongue-in-cheek kind of deal.
Because sometimes a lot of people like allude. They use the word that kind of like allude to what they're talking about, but isn't exactly like he didn't say I'm sorry.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. You know, I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. Obviously,
you do.
Yeah. I mean, I just
from the players.
Yeah. I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg because players are just now starting to get back together. They're going to start rallying, having like you said, Fan Fest the Astros had. This is probably some kind of similar event that the White Sox had. These welcome back, season's fixing to rev up. We're fixing to go to training camp type events are going to start happening, and mics are going to be thrown in the face of a bunch of baseball players.
Uh-huh.
And I think that the media is going to do their job, and they're going to bait them into making some type of comment, and every one of them's going to come our way because we're in Houston covering the Astros, brother.
Yeah, we're going to see every single one. Clint Sterner, Jeremy Branham, Dallas Keuchel, the first member of the 2017 Houston Astros to apologize for this cheating scandal that's going on. Bruce Levine, baseball analyst for WSCR. I guess this is Chicago as well. Yeah, it is. He's had another tweet. Dallas Keuchel apologizes for his part in the 2017 Astros debacle. He said more players will be coming out with statements. That kind of goes to what you're saying, because they're stand-up guys. So Dallas Keuchel, some really riveting stuff with his apology today out there in Chicago. It's not like we were doing it every time. And, they're stand-up guys, so people will be talking more. I heard Dallas Keuchel is as sharp as a box of rocks.
You don't think he's very smart?
I've heard that he's not.
If he's got an Arkansas degree, he's smarter than hell. I hate to break it to you.
Who knows? He got the degree. Maybe he left early.
Yeah, well, look, I'm sure Keuchel's got that Major League Baseball money. He didn't stay long enough to get a degree.
Fayetteville's producing a bunch of Rhodes Scholars, huh?
He's not originally an Arkansas.
I think he's originally from Tulsa. Yeah, he's originally from Tulsa, and then went over to play college baseball there for Arkansas. So anyways, Dallas Keuchel, first member of the 2017 Houston Astros to apologize. Anyways, Major League Baseball players, they're not holding back. Maybe the Astros will be stand-up guys, but there's a lot of folks that are taking some shots at the Astros. First, Whit Merrifield, the second baseman for the Kansas City Royals. He said this yesterday, going back to 2018, I'm going to consider myself an all-star. Play second base, got snubbed for Jose Altuve. Quote, with all the stuff that comes out about the Astros, because Jose Altuve took my spot in that game, so we'll put an asterisk by 2018, and on top of it, we'll just go and throw in a Silver Slugger Award for good measure. So I don't know if it was a little tongue-in-cheek there or not, but Whit Merrifield throwing some shots the Houston Astros' way.
Yeah, you know, look, here's the deal. Is if that's not tongue-in-cheek, then I got zero respect for Whit Merrifield.
I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'd like to give him the
benefit of the doubt. I have zero respect for for that kind of stuff. You know, and that kind of like, well, I'll just take my award, or I would have benefited in this way had you not cheated. Like, it's I'm okay with you being mad because dudes are bending the rules or cheating or breaking the rules. You can be mad about it, but don't bring it back to, well, I would have done this. Now, if you were good enough, you'd have overcame that, and you would have been given the award. You would have been placed on the All-Star team. You would have achieved those things regardless of beating on trash cans and stealing signs. And so don't give me that. I hope if it's tongue-in-cheek, I'm laughing. I'm going to have a beer with old Witt, and we're going to laugh about it. But if he's dead serious and his feelings are hurt about it, come on, man.
Tyler Glasnow is taking some shots at the Houston Astros. We remember Tyler Glasnow, right? We remember him, Tampa Bay Rays. Yeah. The Astros were they picked up on his tipping. He was tipping some pitches. The Astros took advantage of those pitches that Tyler Glasnow had. We also saw him crying in the dugout. Here was Tyler Glasnow speaking about the allegations of the Houston Astros. I guess you can't call them allegations anymore. Here's Tyler Glasnow about the Astros cheating scandal.
Pretty crazy. It's a weird time for baseball, that's for sure. I don't know as far as like 18 or 19 or anything like that. I can only kind of comment on 17 that's been proven. And I mean, it's just kind of insane. I think it's the punishment was relatively lax, I think, as far as what went to the players. But MLB made their decision and it's over with now.
Blake compared PEDs and cheating. And in his mind, he said cheating's worse. What do you think?
I've actually had to answer this question before. I always just answer like they're both bad. Like it doesn't really matter what's worse or what's not. They're both cheating.
Well, there's Tyler Glasnow's opinion of the whole thing. He's right. The punishments were a little lax for the players. The players didn't get punished at all.
Tyler didn't give me nothing, man. You know what I took out of that right there?
What's that?
I'm assuming when he said Blake, B-Mac, when he said Blake, he's talking about Blake Snell? Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay, Blake Snell's my dude.
Yeah, why is that?
Why is that? You know what I think, were you on with me or was Wade
on
with me?
He
was
on the video game channel or whatever?
No. Just because when I told everybody a damn week ago or 2 weeks ago, that this cheating scandal cuts deeper. It's worse than steroids. Remember that? Were you here when I had that conversation?
I think I remember that. If I wasn't working with you, I think I saw some cuts.
Whole point was that I believe that this is that the cheating scandal cuts deeper. It's a bigger deal in baseball than the steroids were. And in that point, B-Mac, can you pull back? Can you play that? Can you play that sound again about the buzzer allegations, the last one, Bauer 6 right there? Can you play that one with the question?
Trevor Bauer was talking about the Astros as well, and he got into the buzzer allegations. Here's Trevor Bauer.
I've heard that rumor. I have no firsthand knowledge of it, I'll say that, but I've heard that rumor from three independent people that don't know each other. It's not like they're in the same facility or the same team or something like that, you know? It's hard for me to say one way or the other definitively. I also, I know how advanced the Astros are in a lot of their systems and stuff. So it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility.
Right.
So yeah, I don't have like a firm opinion on it, but it's shady.
That's a little backtracking from Trevor Bauer, because he was out on Twitter being pretty loud about the buzzer allegations. He says here he doesn't have a firm opinion on it. I know Bauer is an absolute joy for fans of the Houston Astros. So you had him kind of, you know, throwing a little bit of bullets the Astros way, and then Tyler Glasnow throwing some bullets the Astros
way. Look, I mean, my bad. I tried to take your job and drive right there, and I screwed. That was not the piece of audio that I was looking for, damn it.
You didn't have to throw yourself under the bus. Save that for me.
I screwed that up. I screwed that up. B-Mac, you know what the heck I'm looking for now. I want you to, the question is the key right here. Hit it.
Pretty crazy. It's a weird time for baseball, that's for sure. I don't know as far as like 18 or 19 or anything like that. I can only kind of comment on 17 that's been proven. And I mean, it's just kind of insane. I think it's the punishment was relatively lax, I think, as far as what went to the players, but MLB made their decision and it's over with now.
Blake compared PEDs and cheating. And in his mind, he said cheating's worse.
You heard it? Blake compared PEDs and cheating. In his mind, he said.
So Blake's your boy because he agrees with
Blake's
me.
My dude. He's in the league. He's doing his thing. And when it's all said and done, he feels like the cheating is worse. And so, I should have had that. I should have called Blake 2 weeks ago when I was trying to make that point. To me, man, it's a knife that jabs. They're both bad, obviously, as Glasnow said.
I couldn't disagree more with you.
The hell are you talking about?
I think steroids is way worse than the science allegations. Well,
please
one, I think everybody does it. Two, steroids completely changed the game of baseball. Barry Bonds became the all-time home run king because of performance-enhancing drugs. Barry Bonds broke the record single-season home runs because of PEDs. Whose record did he break? Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa. Like, go look at any of the offensive numbers, of like all-time numbers,
JB.
And the steroid era like has completely has changed the record books. Whereas the
JB,
cheating scandal,
how much
did it help?
You think them cats were the first ones doing steroids?
As much as they did, yeah. I don't think they're the first ones. I'm not that naive to think that they were the first ones to do it, but they completely revolutionized how it was done and the effectiveness of it.
Bro,
yeah.
Major League Baseball weren't even testing for steroids. It wasn't even illegal.
Yeah, I know. I don't like Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. He never broke a Major League Baseball rule. Roger Clemens should be in the Hall of Fame. He never broke a Major League Baseball rule. But if you're asking like which one has more of an impact on the game, I think steroids easily has more of an impact.
No, I disagree. No. Obviously, it was more widespread.
We don't know.
It's not obvious. I mean,
according to Jack
McDowell, they were flashing lights in center field, and Tony La Russa's back in the '80s with Tony La Russa. I mean, you know, which one's more widespread is I think up for debate. My reasoning is, there were pitchers that were taking steroids to go from 92 to 98 or to recover and be able to pitch deeper into their career and keep 95 stuff. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
There were hitters that were taking steroids that were hitting it out of the park. There were guys that were taking steroids. And it was available to anybody and everybody.
No doubt.
And for the most part across the league, I've talked to guys that played Major League Baseball, and they said that they felt like it was 80 to 90% of the league was using some kind of steroid.
And the 10% that wasn't, they knew about it.
Right.
So everybody knew that it was going on.
Right. So when I say that I think it's a bigger deal is I think it's a bigger it swings the advantage at that moment. For one moment, it swings the advantage so heavily in the hitter's favor that I believe that players within the game, not me and you as media, not fans, but players will feel more wronged and more cheated than they ever felt about steroids, given the fact that in that moment, you're telling me what pitch is coming, and I'm a hitter, and I can sit on that thing, I can hit it out of the park. I can damn sure get good wood on it or I can choose to be real choosy at the plate and take that pitch if it's on the outside edge because you know it's going to move because it's an off-speed pitch. And so, to me, it's one of those where you go, I believe that knife cuts a little bit deeper than steroids. So, point is, going back to my damn audio, I greatly appreciate Blake Snell for saying that.
I think what you're saying, Clint, tell me if I'm wrong on this, is that steroids, because it was so universal throughout the league, that it was still kind of an even playing field, as weird as that is to say. So really the only cheating that was involved with steroids is the record books, not the actual what happened on the field, the results.
Yeah, B-Mac. And even if you talk about the record books, it's like, how far do you go back and prove that guys were using steroids to play the game?
Brady Anderson. That's my number. Brady Anderson's my number.
He went from, what, 12 home runs to 50?
Yeah. Whenever a guy's going from 12 to 50, that's when I start to raise some questions.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt it became more and more widespread. But, like, how many of the greats from way back in the day were using something illegal?
I think your point's a good one. Like, we can debate on what has more impact over the game, and I think it's a good debate, and I think it's, you know, half the time you're right, half the time you're wrong. But your point to me is a good one because it helped the team more. Like the cheating, stealing signs helps a particular team, where if no one else is doing it, I don't believe that. I believe it was widespread. But if nobody else is doing it, it gives that team a clear advantage.
Yeah.
Whereas when the steroids were impacting the game, everybody was doing it. Big population of Major League Baseball players were doing it. And those that weren't were choosing not to, but they knew that it was going on.
There's a couple of arguments here, right? One guy says, I agree steroids are far worse, which that would not be the agreement because that would be he agreed with you, JB. Steroid affects home and away games, so it's twice as effective. It doesn't matter. Home and away doesn't matter if steroids. It doesn't matter where. It don't matter if you're hitting the ball.
Steroids travel.
Steroids travel. And said, all right, Clint, then what's the response if and when we understand that this sign-stealing deal is much more widespread than just the Astros? My opinion has nothing to do with the Astros. My thought of it's more detrimental to the game is about it gave one player, whoever did it, whether it was one guy or 8,000 guys, that hitter had an unbelievable advantage in that moment to get a hit and to have success. And I just can't, that cuts a little deeper than steroids.
What do you think about this, Houston? 713-572-4610. What do you think of the comments of Whit Merrifield? What do you think of the comments of Tyler Glasnow, Trevor Bauer? And how about the first member of the 2017 Houston Astros, Dallas Keuchel, apologizing just moments ago? 713-572-4610.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.